around 90. Our weather app will keep you on top of the weather changes. Radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
These are headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. You might remember Kelly Nicole Dingler. We told you about her. She drove a Ford Explorer through a construction zone on County Road 85 and 104. She was under the influence, struck a worker, killed him. Dingler has been indicted by a grand jury in Autauga County on reckless murder charges. Alabama State Department of Education has selected former Superintendent Dr. Edge Richardson to serve as interim superintendent. Michael Sentence resigned. He will receive a payment equal to his salary for the remainder of the year. That's $57,000 plus a lump sum for insurance over the next 18 months. And flotation devices are now required on the Tallapoosa River through Tallahassee. The city council passed an amendment requiring those devices. Basically, from Thurlow Dam to about 0.1 miles south of the city, you'll need them. That after two fatalities on the river this past summer. That's a look at your headlines. I'm Wendell Jay.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACV Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
This September, Wind Creek Casino and Hotel Montgomery is giving you the chance to win everything back in our Go for Broke promotion. Every day in September, the top 10 point earners will earn chances to win back their losses from the month. You can keep track of your progress on our daily top 10 leaderboard. Then, on October 6th, 10 lucky winners will win some or all of it back in cash or free play. So go for broke this September and earn your chances to win it all back in October at Wind Creek Montgomery. Find your winning moment.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is Natalie English with the Retreat at Dublin Creek. When you're looking for a fabulous place to call home, look to us. Our residents are fabulous, and we're pleased to have the opportunity to serve them. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389. Or online at ParrottSS.com.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche certified vehicles in our area, or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on the Eastern Boulevard, or shop online at jackingram.com.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Selena Gomez posted about why she was laying low for part of the summer. She revealed she received a kidney transplant due to lupus.
Two more assisted living facilities are evacuated in Florida.
The president traveled down to Naples and toured some hard-hit areas with Vice President Mike Pence in Southwest Florida.
Treasury Secretary Steve Mnuchin is under investigation for requesting a federal jet to take him and his wife on the European honeymoon.
The Treasury Department now says in a statement that request was about having secure communication communications available to the secretary during the flight. Now, the request was withdrawn.
The U.S. Army says 8 people are injured after what it calls an incident during a training exercise at Fort Bragg in North Carolina.
Rex Tillerson met with the British Prime Minister Theresa May.
A huge malware outbreak affecting Google's Android platform.
The snow leopard is no longer considered endangered and is being upgraded to the vulnerable list.
A doctor is stabbed to death in Wichita, Kansas.
New York City Mayor Bill de Blasio says he's mandating that existing buildings sharply reduce greenhouse gas emissions. New York is the nation's first city to impose the requirements.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday. TGIF, what? I got 57 minutes left, 56 minutes left. First time callers, thanks to Joey, the producer. No, we'll get your name in for the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Oh, we got to do the drawing for the Fresh Market gift card. Oh, I totally forgot. Man.
Yeah, I'm going to have to pull it up here.
Let's do this. So if you're a first-time caller, let Joey, the producer, knows who, put your name in for the drawing for the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. I'm going to be there this weekend. I hope you're going to be there this weekend. Let me go to Skipper. And Skipper, how are you, buddy?
Hey, I'm doing real good. Dan, how are you today?
I'm doing great, my friend.
I wanted to chime in on this this landlord thing.
Mm-hmm.
I have family, my wife's family and my family, that both do rental properties around.
Mm-hmm.
And my family's rental properties, they screen people that go in.
Mm-hmm.
And they have good people in all of the homes, take care of the yards. We never have an issue with anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't have an issue with people being loud. We, you know, we get people that, you know,
good people
after their screen can pay their bills and that sort of stuff. But you've got bad eggs, too, and I realize that. But instead of trying to, you know, every time they do something, they want to throw the blanket over everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Just like there are yards in Montgomery, when you go through neighborhoods, that you'll see the grass waist high, and it'll be that way for 2 or 3 weeks, and then the city will come and stick a sign in the yard.
No, they'll get you that way if it's knee-high. I experienced it.
Well, exactly. But see, that's what they need to be doing with these bad landlords. They need to do it on a case-by-case basis. Because there's a lot of people out here that are abiding by the law. They keep their properties up. They do the right thing. They have forced Section 8 housing on us in a couple of neighborhoods that we are in. As a matter of fact, I've got a family member that lives right next door to a house that was foreclosed on. The lady that was in it died, and it was foreclosed on. And you know who's been looking at it? Nothing but obvious Section 8 people. And I don't want to be typecasting or labeling anybody, but I mean, you could just tell, you know, by the vehicle, by the way they're dressed, by the number of them that come to look at the house. You know it's Section 8, and they do this all. We got Section 8 houses all in our neighborhood. The grass is never cut. There's constant problems. We've had vehicles stolen in our neighborhood. We've had crack houses shut down, and all of it's been Section 8 stuff. And I just think that they try to go after, you know, they do these things, and they just try to go too far with it. They need to take it on a case-by-case basis, and if the landlord is not in town, then they go after that guy. I think that they'll find that a lot of landlords in Montgomery keep up their properties really, really well.
Mm-hmm.
And this is just another way that they're trying to come in and get more and more and more from the people that are trying to provide housing for people and make a living themselves. And frankly, I'm tired of it. And I know... There are people, I know 2 people individually that have multiple properties in Montgomery that are putting them all up for sale, not because of this, but they're just tired of the way of the process. They have also made it where it's almost impossible if you get a bad egg and you have someone that rents a house, maybe their credit did check out or you let them in for whatever reason, and they quit paying because they lose their job, whatever, you can't get them out.
Right.
You can't get... The police will not do anything. If you report it to the police, they will say, oh, well, that's a court matter. And if you go to the courthouse, the first thing that they do before they will even let you try to get someone out is shove the tenant landlord handbook in your face and say, read this and go through all of the things. And if you have somebody with a couple of kids in a house and they quit paying, you can evict them. I know that sounds cold, but if they're not going to pay you, you know, you wind up going through a 6 to 8 month process where you get no rent out of the house. You're having to keep the yard up, keep everything up. And the judges won't do anything. If they go in and cry and say, oh, I lost my job and I got two kids and I got nowhere to go, you know, the judge will just say, okay, well, you got 3 months to turn it around. And if you're a landlord, you just got to suck it up and take it.
Yep. Skipper.
And that's not right either. So that's my piece. Have a nice day.
Thanks, Skipper. Let me go to Jerry. Jerry, welcome aboard to Dan Moore Show.
Hey, guys.
What's up?
Where did they come this idea from? Is there another city that has done this, let landlord do police work?
Not that I'm aware of.
Okay. If I was going to do something like this, I would want to find a city that has been cleaned up successfully and follow that program. New York, Ruby G. Allen comes to mind. He had the police start doing things like jaywalking, littering, and just kept the little things and the big things rolled right over. And it cleaned up New York.
Yeah, broken glass.
And I don't see making up this idea is just, they're not going to let landlords go down and look at the police records and see who the real problem is. How are you, they just sharing the blame. Montgomery needs to set up something, they might call it something like a police academy of Montgomery, and teach the police how to be policemen instead of teaching landlords to do their job. Thank you, Dan.
Thanks, Jerry. Appreciate you. Okay. Is that horse dead?
If it's not, I'm about to jump on it and hug it like Friedrich Nietzsche.
Let me see the cut so I can see where we need to go here in this final 45 minutes. We have played one cut. No, we played the... let's do this. Let's... you guys will probably be interested in this. This is Trump's White House tax guy, and he's going to be talking about what's in the plan. This is so interesting because it's back to the original plan that I was talking about that Ameriprise was enunciating to me. Listen in.
This is not to benefit the wealthy. This is to benefit the middle class and to benefit companies where they're going to be producing jobs. We want to produce jobs in this country.
So how important is tax reform, and what will it mean for the American people? Let's ask Assistant Secretary for Public Affairs for the U.S. Treasury Department, Tony Sayegh. People are caring first and foremost this morning about getting more cash in their wallet. It's one thing for Wall Street to do well, but how do they win on this?
Look, Abby, you hit it on the head. Wall Street's doing just fine, and we're happy about that. We want the rest of the American people to do well at the same time. We also want the Main Street economy to do well, too. Small business owners, owner-operators, sole proprietors, the engines of growth and job creation in this country are America's small businessmen and women. So this is why you're seeing the president from the very beginning focus on the individual side, middle-income families. This is what we're going to give them. Lower rates. We're going to nearly double their standard deduction, simplify their tax codes. We're going to basically make it possible for them to do their taxes on a sheet of paper. We're going to give a child tax credit. But more importantly, we're also going to make it easier for them to get a pay raise by reducing this onerous, terrible burden that we put on our businesses. Whether they're small or large, America has the least competitive business tax structure in the world.
Okay, so that's the White House tax guy. And he's really going to do a great job laying out the case here. And it's remarkably similar, if not identical, to what they had started out with that we had heard about during the transition. So let's listen about the middle tax, middle class tax breaks. Joe, I think you'll like this.
Tony, how do you define middle class? What pay range?
Obviously, these are all details that we are viewing. We're going to collapse the brackets from 7 down to 3. So you're going to have a lot of people who are paying higher income brackets put into a much more competitive and fair income tax bracket. So on the individual side, that's where I think a lot of the progress is going to be.
Sure.
But the bottom line is, Brian, we're talking, when you talk about doubling the standard deduction, for the tax filing family that's married, that's the first $24,000 of their income not taxed. That's a very meaningful, significant benefit immediately to all Americans.
Tony,
I can hear them in the background hammering out a deal right now.
Literally, right?
No, literally. But here's the thing. With this deal, you're going to need 60 U.S. senators. That means the Republicans are going to have to give up something big, probably, to get enough Democrats over on their side as they hammer out that deal.
Steve, we're committed to both tax reform and tax cuts. It's not happened in 31 years. And the result is the only people benefiting from the existing tax code are the wealthy and well-connected, which is why so many Americans believe the system is rigged against them. And look, we want 60 votes. The president has clearly reached out across the aisle. A Democratic senator from North Dakota, Heidi Heitkamp, traveled with him to her state when he made his pitch there for tax reform. But the bottom line is, depending on what we believe we can get out of the reconciliation instructions, I know that sounds like something most Americans don't care about, but it's important because that means if we get the right instruction, we could pass this with 51 votes in the Senate. But clearly we want bipartisanship. There is absolutely no compelling case anyone could make me to tell the American people they shouldn't get a pay raise, to tell the American people they shouldn't keep more of their hard-earned money, to tell American businesses, we're going to give you the most competitive rates in the world so you could take your profits from overseas and bring them and reinvest them here. Someone who could make that argument to me, I mean, better do it fast, because it really does not strike me as something that is a partisan issue. This is an American issue.
How do you like the doubling the standard deduction?
Absolutely. Yes, absolutely.
And then if they keep the bottom tax rate at 10%, but they raise the number where I think it's for single, first $10,000, raise it to $15,000, that helps little Joey out a ton.
Helps out a lot. Helps out a lot.
I like it. Newstone 93.1. Dan Moore Show will be back with the last part of this on the Trump tax plan.
Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
He may not know whether he's coming or going. But whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Almost everyone has a pet, or multiple pets. Think about it. Now think about this. Since we love our pets so much, we all need a pet doctor, don't we? They get sick, they need grooming, sometimes they even may need surgery. Ever come home from work and that sweet pet looks like they just ate a sock? Or that they look like they're limping, or they're scratching more than usual? What if they have a toothache? You've got to have a vet you trust so completely that you'll trust them with your pet. What if you want to get a chip implanted because they have this habit of getting out of the back gate? Montgomery Veterinary Associates is where you need to take your pet. Dan's been using Montgomery Veterinary Associates for decades, so talk about someone you can trust. The next time you have something happen to your pet or you just need a regular checkup, and take your furry friend to MVA. Their number is 271-1003, 271-1003. Montgomery Veterinary Associates will help you take great care of that furry four-legged member of your family.
Everyone wants to feel their best and look their best, and Amplify Salon and Spa is the place that can make it all happen. Amplify is a full-service Aveda concept salon located in the heart of Old Cloverdale at the A&P Lofts. Amplify is a busy, energetic, and environmentally conscious salon with talented stylists specializing in all the latest hair color, cutting, and styling trends. And the professionals at Amplify's full-service spa are available to customize your spa experience and help you with a wide variety of skin, nail, body, and cosmetic services. Visit our website at AmplifySalon.com for all the details, including a list of our services and spa packages. Gift certificates are available too. Start looking and feeling your best today. Call Amplify Salon and Spa at 334-834-4243. That's 334-834-4243.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bell Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
That's where we are. TGIF edition. Let's do the drawing for the Fresh Market $50 gift card.
Ah, yes. Let's do this thing. Excuse me.
Me.
Little fall cold here. And the winner is... Hill! Hill with an H.
Hill. H-I-L-L?
Mm-hmm.
Hill, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up, my friend. Let's do this last cut from the Trump tax guy. He's going to be talking about corporate taxes and upper rights.
Tony, real quick, I know the president said yesterday I'm not worried about the top. But aren't those the people oftentimes the most productive, the most successful, who usually create the opportunities when given more money?
Look, I mean, on the individual side, obviously we're talking about where we're going to have the top rate, which is now at 39%. The president's point, very simply, has been very consistent. The focus of the individual tax cuts are middle-income families. Now, on the business side, and this is very important, it's not just the corporate side. It's all small businesses, owner-operators, sole proprietors that I mentioned earlier. Who create jobs or are the engine of growth, they're going to get a significant tax reduction. Okay. That helps a lot of the most productive people in our society be able to invest in their companies and create more jobs.
And Tony, quickly, just a timeline. What are we looking at? Are we looking at post-December?
Look, we obviously our focus is to get it done this year. We want to make sure the economic benefit is felt immediately. September 25th, that week, we're going to see some framework and details released, but we got to work through this and work through it fast for the American people.
That was an interesting question that she asked. Is this going to be post-Christmas, post-December, which would put it into tax year 2018? It'd be hard to do it retroactively back to 2017. The stock market is thinking that it's going to happen in 2017. I'm not sure how disappointing they're going to be if it doesn't. Did you say we have a wreck somewhere?
Yes, we have a wreck on the Eastern Boulevard going southbound. This is just past the Eastern Boulevard Carmichael Road intersection right near us.
Oh, wow. I won't go that way.
On the boulevard, there's one wreck right after that Carmichael Road Boulevard intersection. Then there's another wreck a little bit down the boulevard, about a mile, also on.
Over by, Vaughn Road?
No, not as far as Vaughn Road. I'm thinking near that whole shopping center.
So if you're on the Eastern Bypass and you're heading south, get off. Few words, 20 words or less out there. So that's kind of the tax plan in kind of a nutshell I wanted to share with you. Notice that we're not hearing much activity on this of the networks, by the way. So let me move into another subject. One of our favorite people, Chelsea Manning, had an invitation to from Harvard to be a part of it. So let's listen to this story.
Harvard University overnight rescinded a fellowship invitation to Chelsea Manning. She is the transgender former soldier convicted of giving classified information to WikiLeaks. The decision comes after CIA Director Mike Pompeo canceled the campus speaking event at the last minute last night. And former acting CIA Director and CBS News contributor Michael Morell resigned a university post. Harvard's Kennedy School Dean said in a statement, quote, designating Chelsea Manning as a visiting fellow was a mistake, for which I accept responsibility. Jeff Pegues is in Washington.
Manning's leaks and pardons still sting the intelligence community, and that's why the reaction from its leaders was so swift. Officials will tell you that U.S. national security was severely injured by those leaks and to this day is still trying to recover.
I'm very sorry to have to announce that the CIA director will not be speaking here tonight.
The dean of Harvard's Kennedy School apologized yesterday for the absence of CIA Director Mike Pompeo. Pompeo, a former West Point and Harvard graduate, laid out his reasoning for his withdrawal in this letter to the school, calling Chelsea Manning a traitor. Harvard's actions implicitly tell its students that you too can be a fellow at Harvard and a felon under United States law.
You got handed to Pompeo. That was good. So he just canceled on him. And so the guy had to go out and say, Pompeo's not going to be here today. Mm. I've never seen a liberal university like this change an opinion. And I wonder what the little campuseers are feeling about this. Let's listen in to the second part of the story.
Chelsea Manning, then Bradley Manning, a former Army intel analyst, was convicted in 2013 for leaking classified information to WikiLeaks and sentenced to 35 years in prison. She served 7 years after President Obama commuted her sentence last May. Intelligence leaders maintain Manning's leaks put Americans in danger and that WikiLeaks is an enemy to the United States.
It directed Chelsea Manning in her theft of specific secret information. It overwhelmingly focuses on the United States.
Earlier in the day, former acting CIA director Michael Morell submitted his resignation as a Harvard senior fellow, saying the school's invitation to Manning was wholly inappropriate, adding, "I cannot be part of an organization that honors a convicted felon." Chelsea Manning responded to the intelligence leaders and Harvard by tweeting a number of messages, including this one that says, "Honored to be first disinvited trans woman visiting Harvard fellow. They chill marginalized voices under CIA pressure." Morell called the Kennedy School Dean's decision the right one and said it showed, quote, "real leadership, as it is rare for senior officials at any institution to admit making a mistake."
Why was that under CIA pressure?
Well, I guess Pompeo is the head of the CIA.
Right, but he just didn't show up for a speaking event. Why is that pressure?
I don't know. They probably were being pressured by people in the CIA. Not like, oh, you're going to get it. But it's more like, don't do this. It's bad for you. I bet you there were a lot of phone calls to the person who made this call.
They made the call to Harvard.
To disinvite it, yeah. To disinvite Chelsea Manning. I'm sure that person who made the call received all sorts of calls from people.
Obviously.
Yes. I mean, no doubt. I'm sure there was some pressure. I can see what you're saying. Pressure implies there's something more than just don't do this.
Yeah. Yeah, pressure is pressure, like thumb screws and
you're right.
Waterboarding, things like that. 272-9228.
Well, and also, Pompeo, WikiLeaks overwhelmingly focuses on the United States. Maybe it's because the United States and its intelligence community overwhelms the world with surveillance.
Really?
Possibly.
Another interesting thing happened here that Catherine Herridge from Fox is talking about, but you're not going to hear it on anything else. And that's the Hillary Clinton and the Clinton Foundation and pay for play.
The emails from Clinton aide Huma Abedin's account were among 1,600 documents turned over by the State Department in connection with the Judicial Watch Freedom of Information Act lawsuit. Judicial Watch said the documents reveal Clinton Foundation friends requesting and receiving favors from the State Department under her tenure. Among the allegations that State Department favors were done, such as obtaining visas for business and entertainment firms that heavily donated to the Clinton Foundation. In one case, reportedly in excess of $10 million. Another request sought State Department financial help for a Russian-American foundation, which did receive $250,000 for something described as public diplomacy. No charges, it's important to know, were ever brought by the FBI on pay-to-play allegations, though agents, based on our reporting, did look into the matter, at least on a very preliminary basis, Sandra.
Okay, so they're looking. This, you're not going to hear this anywhere else other than Fox. I mean, I tried to find a story of this, and I could get it from the Mail and the Guardian, but I couldn't find any local sources on this. Even the Hill. And I thought the Hill would.
They usually pick something like this up.
So a pay-for-play situation. We're getting money for, you know, special visits and people that are coming in to the U.S. and needing things at the State Department. Foreign people, by the way, and you got to be careful when taking foreign money. So we're going to go to a break and come back. Then she's going to be talking about Comey to be brought back to testify of his handling of Hillary Clinton emails. We'll be right back.
Dan Morris Show.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That's savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville, or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Modified buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly per thousand finance, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and dock. All rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't come back.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door to the next door neighbor's kid and his skateboard to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the river region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So if you have a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com salutes the employee of the month. The one employee you can't live without. The others, let's just call them Dave.
Dave, have you been stealing lunches out of the fridge and posting reviews online?
Finishing one right now, Mr. Employee of the Month.
Hey, is that my lunch?
Yep, today's meatballs were very dry.
My wife made those.
1 star out of 5, would not steal again.
If you don't mind hiring Dave's, go to the huge national job boards. That's probably what you'll get. But if you want more Employees of the Month, go where local job seekers find good local jobs. Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Fox News Radio, I'm Joy Piazza. Is there a military option on the horizon if North Korea continues to test fire missiles? UN Ambassador to the U.S. Nikki Haley says economic sanctions are working for now.
We have cut off now 90% of trade going into North Korea, and they are saying that this was strength. So, you know, whether some believe it's big or small, I think what the president's saying is this is just the beginning of what we can do.
Haley at the daily White House press briefing, the Security Council holding an emergency meeting after North Korea's latest ballistic missile launch over Japan. In St. Louis, hundreds of protesters chanting after a judge acquits former officer Jason Stokely of first-degree murder. He was accused of shooting and killing Anthony Lamar Smith in 2011 after a high-speed chase. Fox News, we report, you decide.
everybody. We have a week left in summertime, and it's going to feel like summertime next few days. Look for a sun and cloud mix today. Widely scattered, mainly afternoon and evening storms. Most towns will stay dry with a little bit more humidity in the air today. High 88, tonight's low 69. Tomorrow, the storms will be a little bit more numerous, but still, not every town will get one. Look for partial sunshine, high temperature near 90, not only tomorrow, but Sunday as well. Lows at night around 70. On Sunday, widely scattered, mainly afternoon storms. Not much change Monday and Tuesday. High both days, again, around 90. Our weather app will keep you on top of the weather changes. Radar, future radar, push notifications for watches and warnings. Go to the App Store, search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Alabama Wholesale Lumber, the best quality building materials in the River Region for decades. From common builds to special orders and local delivery. Call Alabama Wholesale Lumber. Live, local talk. The River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Moore. 93.1 WACV.
Sunny days, I always thought that love should be.
272-9228, that's where we are.
Comes a time that you're ridden with doubts.
Getting my motor tuned up here, ready to blow out of here. Well, let's go to the phones. We have Hill, who is the winner of the $50 gift card from Fresh Market. Hill, congratulations.
Thank you, sir. I always like to win things.
You do. I understand you're a little under the weather.
Yes, sir. I'm having some difficulty, but we'll get through it.
What do you have a time or a day in mind that, or maybe I can meet your wife to meet you at Fresh Market so I can give you the gift card?
What's convenient to you, sir?
Well, I'll tell you what I'll do is I'm going to text. I could go over there right after the show, but I don't want to put you on the spot, particularly if you're not feeling well, but I can do it this weekend if you'd like.
We'll do it this coming Monday.
Okay, perfect.
We'll come to the store at your convenience.
Yeah, we'll do it right after the show on Monday, unless I've got something else going on, but kind of put that down on your calendar. Well, Hill, congratulations. Have you ever been to Fresh Market?
Yes.
It is a spectacular place. I look forward in meeting you on Monday, and congratulations, my friend.
Well, same to you, and I may send somebody else instead of me, but I'll stay in touch.
Okay, I will text you. Do we have is this your cell phone that I've got?
Yes.
Okay, I will text you, and so you'll have my cell phone. Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Hill. Appreciate you listening. Appreciate you calling in that day. Let's go to the second part of this about Comey being brought back to testify, and the one and only Lindsey Graham is making that suggestion.
Speaking of Clinton's emails, it sounds like momentum is building to bring the former FBI director back to testify on Capitol Hill.
Well, that's right. On America's Newsroom this morning, Senator Lindsey Graham threatened to subpoena the fired FBI Director James Comey to deconflict statements he made to Congress about his handling of the Clinton email case in 2016 and why he recommended against charges in July of that year.
There is so much to be determined here. Comey needs to come back. What was his real reason for clearing Hillary Clinton? Had he made up his mind before he even talked to her?
Okay, we're out of time, but just I'd ask you yes or no. If he won't come, will you subpoena him?
I would, yes.
So that's a major development and shows how Comey is really under increasing congressional pressure after those details emerged of interviews from FBI staffers suggesting the former bureau director drafted an exoneration statement for Clinton weeks, in fact, 2 months before her FBI interview over the July 4th weekend last year. Just for some context, those transcripts are part of what's called a Hatch Act investigation that was launched by the Justice Department into whether Comey used his influence and position as FBI director to interfere in the election last year. The records were provided after a request from Senator Graham and the Republican chairman of the Senate Judiciary Committee, Chuck Grassley. That Hatch Act investigation is closed because Comey was fired, but there is an ongoing Inspector General investigation, also by the Justice Department, into Comey's actions on the email case, as well as his boss, then Attorney General Loretta Lynch.
That was May. when that happened, when he drafted this. Supposed to be the first part of May. So he had drafted an exoneration email, letter, note, and it was seen by some other FBI high-ups, and they duly noted that. Now, that's some explaining, as Jason Chaffetz said.
Wow.
You're not going to hear that on anything else. There's nothing else that's going to be doing this. If I find this on a Sunday show, I'll be shocked. And this is what the media does. This should be a major, major story that they're going to bring him in because they have questions because of his questionable, wait on it, conduct. You add that with his notes that he did and not... and basically handing those out, releasing that, which you're not supposed to do. It says that strictly as an FBI staff person, member, you're not to release without proper authority to do it. And he can't give himself authority, which is something that people get in trouble with all the time in the in government. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, how are you, my man?
Hey, ready for the weekend, man.
Me too.
Got looking at my little rescue dog, Kemper.
Mm-hmm.
You remember me telling him? He's like,
I do.
He has this look down pat. He looks over his shoulder forlornly. He knows how to hound it up. I'm going to ham it up. He's got the pound puppy look, you know.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, he knows how to get what he wants, I guess. You mean to tell me now that Comey drafted the letter before he even interviewed Clinton?
What? Well, and not only that, but you had, after this letter, the Uma Abedin and Cheryl Mills interviews too, because those happened the week before Hillary was in front of the FBI. And remember, she was not under oath. She was not sworn in.
Okay, wow. But, you know, can't he just say, well, look, that was just a draft, just in case I was going in that direction. Why, you know, you can't.
Well,
really
did you also do one that was a guilty in charges?
Cause well, I see where you're going.
No.
I don't know. Okay.
Well, is the FBI going to start having to write form letters? It's like a criminal Mad Libs. You just fill in the names? Like, goodness.
Hey, you know, one other thing about this, I heard that the FBI is refusing to turn over to the Senate committee all of the files related to Comey. And, you know, the word was, well, the about the interviews that they did, okay, with Comey and others. And the word they were using was, well, it hasn't been deconflicted with the Mueller investigation.
No.
I'm like, you got to be kidding me.
That's the Department of Justice has said, we're not going to give you, Intel Committee, the two FBI agents, and some of the records because they didn't want to conflict with the Mueller investigation. I think that's good.
Oh, you do?
I do.
Okay.
I think that's good.
Why do you think that's good? Because I'm... kind of
well, here is where I think things are going to start messing up for them. And that is, I think the Mueller investigation and the unmasking and all of that kind of stuff is all of a sudden going to kind of collide. And I think the Mueller investigation is going to jump where they're talking about Russia and Russia dealing with the Trump people. But how did the Obama White House know that?
Okay.
And so then you get into the unmasking stuff, and then you get into who you knew, and did you go and do this for a political purpose? Because here's the one we always go back to. How did they know, because it was released, the Michael Flynn conversations? And the only way you could do that is you had to wiretap and you had to unmask.
Which is what Trump said originally is that they wiretapped.
Right.
Right?
Right.
And so, and the unmasking couldn't have been done except for political purposes at that point.
Well, the unmasking could have been done, but I think the motivation was political purposes.
Yeah, right. Well, good gracious. Man, I tell you, this is like a spy novel.
It really is. It really is. I mean, and I tell you what, that smirk on Pompeo's face when he said... They asked, have you turned over all the, have you looked at the documents on unmasking? Yes. Have you turned them all over to the intel and to the committee? Yes, I have. I said, can you tell us what's in it? He goes, no. And he had a little smile on his face.
Well, maybe he knows some things that are fixing to be widely known.
Yeah, I hope so.
I do too. All right, guys. Have you a great weekend here.
You too. War Eagle for you. What, y'all playing Mercer?
Yeah.
Mercer's girl school? Isn't that a girl school?
If it is, that's going to be a fun game.
A lot of contact, huh?
Yeah.
You think they're going to solve their offensive line problem?
Probably not. I'm frustrated with Gus Malzahn, to put it lightly. He was brought in because he's this offensive genius. And over the last few years, and defensive coordinators have figured him out. That's what's happened.
Yeah, he's too simplistic.
Yep. It's happened with every, you know, innovative offense that's come around. The D coordinators, they get enough film, they know how to reach you.
Yep. And then you've got to change it up, and you don't change it. I'd tell you that offensive line was embarrassing.
It was.
Whew. Let's go to Cranky. Cranky, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
I tell you what, I would. I'm glad it's Friday, but Dan, I just didn't know that there was so much you didn't understand.
About what?
Now, when you had the councilman on there.
Whoa! I got you. Yeah.
Oh, Joey, I tell you what, I agree with you. I think you know, Gus was a genius, and I think that he needs to seek immediate medical treatment at the War Eagle Institute for Amnesia Mitigation. Because it ain't pretty. It ain't pretty
it
at all. You can't drink that one pretty. But
let me ask both of you.
Well, I'm going to try.
Let me ask you. Yeah, we're going to do a damn bet. Let me ask both of you something. Do you see a point in time this season that Gus may not be around?
Oh, yeah. If it doesn't clean up real quick, and I'm not calling for it. I like him.
Yeah.
He needs to get his problem fixed because he's got it. And, you know, we probably have some of the best talent we've ever had, ever.
Petway, that guy's amazing. And he wasn't at 100%, too. That guy was incredible.
Well, we've for years now, we've had good talent, and we've left it on the shelf because of lack of leadership. And, I mean, you know, Saban's the highest-paid coach in the country, but, you know, Auburn's got the overall one of the highest-paid staffs in the country. And we ain't getting the money's worth. But anyhow, getting back to what the councilman was talking about earlier, I haven't read the ordinance. But if it's written to where all they're asking the landlord to do is their due diligence, and if something happens, they get called out because of a problem going on at the property, and they can say, look, we ran a background check, we've done this, we've done that, we didn't just rent to anybody kind of thing. You know, there really isn't anything they can do. It is a problem, but Montgomery's got a lot greater problems than just somebody that's acting a fool. I mean, everybody's had neighbors act a fool for years. And I think that they're looking the other way on some of their avenues of approaching it from a criminal standpoint.
You're talking about the city of Montgomery?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know why. I don't know. You know, all they want to do is coddle. I mean, the next thing you know, they'll be doing like Sacramento, saying, oh, well, we'll just pay, you know, we'll pay these gang members $1,000 a month to not kill anybody. Because you do know that they've done that in Sacramento, right?
I did not know that.
Yes, sir. Look it up. They've got a gang payout fund that's on their accounting chart, their accounting schedule.
How do you get in the group to get paid? Can I get paid?
I don't know. You know, I guess it's kind of like when they were going through the resumes there in Blazing Saddles, you know, yeah, with Edley Lamar, you know. I don't know. Just don't chew gum and you'll be okay.
I like it.
But, hey, have you guys had a chance to discuss with Michael Sinnott resigning?
Yeah, we did that yesterday. We had Stephanie Bell.
I was out of pocket all day yesterday, and I didn't have a chance to hear. I'll try to pull that down and listen to it.
It was hour two of yesterday's show.
Well, listen, I appreciate it. Y'all have a great weekend, and I hope your favorite team wins.
Thanks. Appreciate it, Cranky. Newstar 93.1 FM, reminder, Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars. Buying a used car can be very tricky. Not a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car, especially with Tip Tames and David Ingram there. Saw Glenn yesterday, dropped by and said hi to Greg, the guy who will check you out. Guys, I want to tell you something. They are a great company to deal with on the problem area for a lot of people, and that's buying a used car. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, sponsor this hour of the Dan Moore Show. We'll be back.
Your morning outright with Greg, Rich, and Jay. Mornings 6 till 9, only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have green fields that need to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
Guys, I want to remind you about Sweet Creek Farm Market. They've got some neat stuff going on there. See if that's the read right there, matter of fact. They are doing, for October, a scarecrow contest. They have different group, different areas. You can be a student in like junior high, or you can be a high school, college, and then you can just be open, any age that's out there. $2,500 grand prize. You have four areas you win in. If you fit in one area, you can apply it for two. They did this last year, and it was spectacular. You take your scarecrow, and as you drive in, they put them all along the fence there. They think they're going to have them, so many of them, they have to put them all the way around, and then they're going to judge it. But don't forget about your Boston butt also for tomorrow. Had somebody got one that's a listener, they said, we'll be eating pulled pork for another week or so. And that was after the Labor Day time. He said it was absolutely spectacular. They have got pumpkins that are coming in. Matter of fact, when I talked to Reed yesterday, he was on his way to get pumpkins out there. Go by and see them this weekend, Sweet Creek Farm Market. The Cuban sandwich is the best. They serve breakfast on Saturdays and Sundays. Go by and see Reed and Mrs. Ingram and tell them you're a Dan Moore Show listener. They love you guys. I'm going to go pick up one of those big old cookies and break it up on ice cream. Let's go to Bill. Bill, welcome aboard to Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan.
How are you?
I tried calling in while the councilman was there, and
really had a hard time getting in. Then I had a couple of errands I had to run.
Sorry about that. It was packed.
Yeah, I bet. You know, it sounds like they're trying to legislate morality. And I'm thinking that the biggest offender of this is going to probably be the Montgomery Housing Authority. You think the city's going to take the housing authority to court?
Well, what happens with the city and the housing authority is they will find a house, and they'll put it in the city housing authority, and they will put a person in that house. But if that person messes up, the city will take them and not pay the landlord the rent or give the money to them for the landlord to pay the rent. But the guy will work out some kind of deal with them to stay in the house. That's what their problem is. And so they do have an ability to sever the ties of that.
Yeah,
When they own the property, that's where they're going to have some problems.
Yeah, and they own a lot of property. So I just don't. You know, you can't legislate morality, and you can't teach. You can't teach somebody not to be dumb, and you can't fix lazy.
Well, and you can't fix stupid either.
It's just one of those things where, you know, you can't legislate that, and it sounds like that's what they're trying to do.
Well, they're trying to, instead of MPD and trying to solve it through those angles and through the judicial system, they're trying to solve it by pushing it off to the landlord, and that's not the way to do it. That's not good government.
Well, I don't think a landlord can evict somebody. As far as checking backgrounds, if they haven't been convicted of anything, their background's going to come back clean.
Well,
so if you can't catch them and convict them, you're not going to be able to check their background and find anything.
Well, some people have houses that they rent to people who are high-risk people. That's what they do. And they make money on that. And you can't say to somebody, because we can't arrest this person or we haven't arrested this person and they've shot a gun, they've committed a crime, and you've got to evict them? That to me is using government is fascism is what it actually is. It's you're forcing government to make business do what you want them to do so they'll do their job for you. And that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
Then the other thing was looking at a business license for property owners who rent. That's going to wait till Aronoff and Louder hear of that one.
Yeah, that's not going to go over real big with a lot of people.
There you go.
I appreciate you letting me talk.
Thanks, Bill. You have a great day and a great weekend. Joey, I want to thank you for a great show.
Great show.
I want to thank you for a great week of shows. Audience, I want to thank you for all the input and calls that you gave us today and all during the week. We love it when you guys get hyperactive call thyroid problems. It's always a lot more fun. Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Greg Budell the Great, he's next. Adios.